Incredible joy comes our way when we hear and believe the words of the psalmist, when he reminds us that blessings thought not possible do come our way. Or when John says, "Behold, this is the one." As we enter into this new year, we admit to the need of a light to guide through darkest experiences, a word to signal life-giving truth. When we lift our eyes and look about us, when we hear the news of God's presence, our thanksgiving is renewed, our hope is restored, our living is empowered. Thanksgiving is not easy, although we know we should be more grateful. We've gone through a season of light, affirming joy. We are reminded you do not leave us to struggle without a presence to move us beyond our greatest expectation. When we enthusiastically embrace the good news and bow in humility, darkness of spirit flees. Our epiphany is this: we can begin again with life, real life, guided by a light to live by, no matter the darkness. And nothing can put it out. We pray for those who cannot comprehend the light. Darkness of their situation covers them. We pray that we might be instruments of your presence to bring a different outlook. To do so means our faith must remain strong, and we pray our faith will increase. We pray for families, ours and others. Holidays have been barren for some, families separated, resources slim, joy lacking. Let the light of the world encourage them in their journey. Our world is covered with the darkness of conflict, bringing untold tragedy. Instead of the nations being a radiant, guiding light of peace, their unenlightened strength lies in the ability to destroy. Bring us all to our knees to confess our willingness to use power for destruction rather than to help for everyone. Illuminate your light until we see the better way. There are places of darkness in our personal lives. Let your light shine, your word speak to us now as we offer our personal prayers in a moment of silent prayer.